Sagt der Elke Mishnah weiter, Masech des Ahalais, Perik Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel. We're back to the wooden board over the oven. But this has a different size. Neser, this flat wooden board, sort of board, Shu Nosen Al Pi Taner Yashan, was placed over a Taner Yashan. Again, a Taner Yashan, literally an old oven, but it doesn't mean it's old. It means it was used at least once, so it's a full bona fide Keli. Like in the previous Mishnah, this is sealed to the opening. However, this is a much narrower board. When we spoke about a Neser beforehand, we were speaking about a large board and it extends a tefach by a tefach on all sides. This board, however, is a board. It's long and narrow. So, yoytze mizeh o mizeh tefach, when you place it over the oven on one side, let's say to the right, and on the other side to the left, it extends a tefach. Havoloy min atzadim. But not in the front or the back. So if I'm standing in front of the oven, there's no board in front of me before I reach the oven. If I'm standing behind the oven, there's no board in front of me when I face the oven. It's only to the right and left of the oven, let's say. That's where it extends a tefach. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Tuma, suppose there is tuma. Bitzadzeh. Underneath the board that extends, let's say, to the right of the oven. Kalim Shebetzad Hasheni, the Kalim on the other side of the board to the left of the oven, that's also underneath the part that protrudes out, to Hoidim, that would be tar. It doesn't become tummy. Because how would the tumah get from one side to the other? The oven is blocking it. The oven is a Klicheres Hamukav Tzamet Puzzle, which blocks tumah. It's not going to go around the front or the back of the oven because there's no oil. There's nothing over it. This board extends only to the right and the left past the oven. Not in front of the back. However, Rabbi Yossi mitami. Rabbi Yossi says, no. The tum on the other side will become tummy. Why? According to Rabbi Yossi, this tanner is not mafsik between the two tummies. Rabbi Yossi holds that the two sides of the board are considered one oil. Vaitra zakta mishnah. Habetach. What is a betach? It's a little bathtub. That's what the Batanur says. Actually, the Batanur says some agoris. Avtach. With an aleph-based tesches. Either way, it's a tub-like thing. So imagine what a bathtub looks like. Two straight walls on the side. Obviously, there's a front and a back to pour the water in. You also have to keep it warm. So what they did to keep it warm was they covered it with a long board. This board extends over the front of the bathtub by a tefach and over the back of the bathtub, but absolutely nothing to the sides. It doesn't protrude over the sides of the bathtub at all. This particular bathtub is also built into the ground. And therefore, it's not makabel tumah. Zakta Mishnah, if there's tumah, let's say, under the pots that protrude, either in front or in back of the bathtub, eina mevi yasa tumah. The tumah will not go from the front to the back. In other words, if there's tumah in front of this bathtub, underneath the part of the board that extends forward, it won't be matama the kalim that are behind the bathtub, even though it also has part of the board that extends behind it. And it's the same board. Because if tub, this betach, is going to block the tumah. The reason the betach blocks the tumah is because it's connected to the ground, it's mechobel karka. I let the tumah go around the bathtub, along the sides of the bathtub. And the answer is there's no oil, there's no overhang there. It doesn't protrude over the sides. It only protrudes over the front and the back. Now, why exactly Rabbi Yossi holds that the tana that summit pasul is not enough to block the tumah, but the bathtub is, that's discussed here, but basically, mechubel karka is a very solid chatzitza. It has like less shaychas to tumah at all than even a keli that summit pasul, which is also protected. So the bathtub that's mechubel karka, mamish blocks tumah from going from the front to the back, even according to Rabbi Yossi. What is the din of Hoya by Ziz? Again, we have our bathtub over here. But there's no board over it. What it has, it's like there's a windowsill or a beam that comes out of the house. Call it a ledge, let's say. It comes out of the house, right over the bathtub. And that's to protect the bathtub. It's to keep the water warm. Now, if it's a board over the bathtub, so if somebody wants to use the bathtub, he takes the board off. But if it's a ledge that comes out of a house, how does he get into the tub? So there has to be an opening. This ledge coming out of the house, try to picture it, covers most of the bathtub, but not all of it. It's a wider ledge. And unlike in the previous case where the board wasn't over the side of the bathtub at all, it was only in the front and the back, this board coming out of the house, connected to the house, is wide. It protrudes a tefach on both sides of the bathtub. The back of the bathtub, let's imagine, is up against the house. And as explained, toward the front, there has to be some opening. It can't come mamash all the way to the front, or else how do you access the bathtub? So this is our case here. Rabbi Eliezer says, Eina mevi asatuma. If there's tuma under this ziz, under this ledge, on the side of the bathtub, remember, it protrudes over the two sides of the bathtub, a tefach on each side. So that's not going to cause the kelim on the other side of the bathtub, even though they're under the same ledge, to become tame, because this tub, this betach, clearly is a cutoff. Zayzak Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shua says, Roim is a betach kili eina. The bathtub is not there. I mean, it's there, but al pi halach, it's not there. It doesn't block the tumah. Wait a second. In the previous case, when there was a board on this bathtub, then Rabbi Shua holds that the bathtub does block the tumah to go from one side to the other. So how come over here it doesn't with the ledge? And the answer is because v'aziz ha'elyon may be a satumah. This ledge connected to the house that extends over the bathtub does bring the tumah from one side to the other. So again, you didn't answer my question. Why is the ledge over the bathtub more of a powerful oil than the board over the bathtub? Or let me ask the question the other way. Why is the bathtub in the case of the ledge less of a chatzitza than the bathtub in the case of the board? And the answer is depends which is more kfuah. Rabbi Shua says like this, the bathtub is taka connected to the ground, but it's not mamish like built into the foundation of the house. There are times you take the bathtub out for whatever reason, or they take it apart. But this ledge that comes out of the wall, that's part of the wall. So memela, the bathtub, which you sometimes remove, when it faces an oil, like a ledge that's mamish part of the house, the oil is so much stronger than the bathtub. The bathtub is not a chatzitza to block the tumah from going from one side to the other. Mashenkin in the previous case, where both the bathtub stack is sometimes removed, but the board on top is also easily removed. So there, the board is not stronger than the bathtub. And memela, the oil created by the board is broken by the bathtub. Interesting to note, the Rambam has a whole different pshat in what betach is. Betach has nothing to do with a bathtub, according to the Rambam. Betach is a windowsill. You know, when you lean out of a window, you can lean on the windowsill a little bit to look to the right or to the left, although you should never do that. But lemaisa, the windowsill has like this little thing underneath it, so a person can lean on it and look outside. And that's why it's called betach, because it secures you as you lean outside, says the Rambam. Now, suppose you have a chaticha, a piece of a mess, underneath this betach that will not bring tumah into the house. That's what the Mishnah means, according to the Rambam, that the betach does not bring tumah, because the tumah is underneath the windowsill, and that's not open to the house at all. Now that we would understand on our own. The chiddush is the next case. Let's say you have a windowsill that extends from the window that you could lean on and put your flower pots on, whatever it is. But on top of the window, you also have a ledge that comes out, like an awning kind of effect. It comes straight out of the house. The tumah is under the betach, under the windowsill, but if you remove that windowsill, then the tumah would be underneath this ledge that comes out from your house over the window. And here's where you have a machlokes tanoim. If that ledge on top of the betach becomes an oil to bring the tumah through the window into the house, Rabbi Eliezer says, no. Even if you have a ledge on top of the window. But Lamaisa, where's the tumah? It's underneath the windowsill. That windowsill stops the tumah from coming in. The ledge on top is not an oil over the tumah, it's an oil over the windowsill. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. He says this windowsill is not choshev enough to stop the tumah from going straight up to the ledge that comes over your window. And once it hits that ledge becomes an oil, and here you have the open window, and here it does come into your house. Well, there are different pshatim, according to the Rambam, why taka, the windowsill, would not block the tumah, according to Rabbi Yeshua. So quickly, chazing over our Mishnah Gimel, we started out by learning about a board that's over a tanner. It extends on both sides, but not on all four sides. Let's say to the right and to the left, but not to the front and the back. The way the Batnura says it, it comes out of tefach to the mizrach, a tefach to the ma'ariv, but the darim and suf inside are plush with the oven. It doesn't protrude over it. So let's look at it this way. I think it's easier for us to be able to explain it. It goes from side to side, but in front and the back of the oven doesn't protrude at all. Now, if you have a tumah on one side, where it does protrude, let's say to the right of the oven, so the kalim on the left of the oven are tar. The oven itself is summit puzzle, so it blocks the tumah. And the tumah has no way of going from one side to the other. Because unlike in the previous case, where the board extended on all four sides, here it doesn't have an oil underneath to go around it. But Rabbi Yossi says, no. Even if the board only goes from side to side, front and the back, it doesn't protrude, and you have tumah under one, according to him, the tanir does not stop the tumah. He says it's still considered all under one oil. And then we learned about a betach. A betach, according to the Baal Tanura, is a bathtub that's in the ground, and it has a board over it. And the board is laying across the length of the bathtub. It protrudes in front and in back, but not off to the sides. If there's tumah, let's say, in front of the bathtub, underneath the part of the board that protrudes, the bathtub blocks it from coming around to the back. There's no oil on the side. The bathtub itself is mechubel karka, and therefore it blocks the tumah. But let's say there's no board over it. Rather, what you have over this bathtub is like a ledge that comes out of your house, and this ledge goes from side to side. It protrudes over the two sides of the bathtub, but not over the front, and not over the back. Let's say the back is up against the house, and you have tumah, let's say, on the right side of the bathtub. Does that tumah somehow affect the keli on the left side of the bathtub? Rabbi Eliezer says it does not. The bathtub blocks the tumah. The betach blocks the tumah. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, does not block the tumah. The ledge on top is going to transfer the tumah from one side of the bathtub to the other. Then we spoke out the pshat of the Rambam that betach is not at all a bathtub. Rather, it comes more from the lashon of betach or betach. It's a windowsill that secures you as you're leaning out the window, so you shouldn't fall, chas v'shalom. But it protrudes a little bit. There's tumah underneath it. That tumah doesn't come into the house. The oil is over the tumah. Underneath the oil, there's no access into the house. But if there's a ledge besides the windowsill, there's a ledge on top of the window that extends out of the house. So here we have the machloikis. Rabbi Eliezer says, still, the tumah is underneath the betach, or betach, and the betach stops the tumah from coming up. Rabbi Yeshua says that the ziz, the ledge that comes out of the house on top, that's like a main oil, so much so that the windowsill underneath it doesn't block the tumah, and even if the tumah is underneath the betach, it comes up to the ledge over the window. And once the tumah hits over there, here it has the open window to come into the house.